How's God talking to you? It's very interesting how we have conversations with God. Usually they're like, "Oh God, please help me." Or other ways of saying, "Oh God." And we sometimes just need to pause and ask ourselves, what is the communication that we have between ourselves and God? And we have several good examples in today's readings. And I think there's some connection that we can make with ourselves. First of all, you've got the poor prophet. There he was, doing his job, doing it well, and getting into trouble with the government. And he did. So off he went into quick exile, into a cave, followed by God. And God said, "Well, what are you doing here? That's no place for a prophet." And then, all of a sudden, it was like last night. Wind came up. In my territory, the electric fire was amazing across the horizon. And the thunder. And God with his big boots marching through the valley. And it wasn't. It wasn't. He had put a thing over his face so he couldn't see him, because remember with Moses, you see God and you start wearing a veil after that. But that's another story. And all of a sudden, there was a quiet, easy voice saying, "Elijah, pull yourself together. I'm in charge. Move on." They're all in the boat. They had a horrible time. It was a mess. The place was incredible. There was nothing to eat. You know the feeding of the 5,000 as well as I do, right? And that's what they were dealing with. The place was starving. The Romans were starving the people in the community to make them do what the Romans wanted them to do. So they find this wandering guy who's wandering around Galilee and says to them, "Sit down and let's have dinner." And the disciples said, "What do you mean we're going to have dinner? We ain't got no food." Like the Ukraine to me. And he says, "Sit down, and what do you have?" And there was this little dog sitting there, and his mother, and he says, "Mom, we have a little." She said, "Shh, shh." And Jesus said, "Just start distributing the food." And they did. And we fed 5,000. And Jesus knew that the Romans were watching. So immediately, as he would often do, after something like this, he took off quietly. The disciples got in the boat. They were all fishermen, so we would assume they know what they were doing. So they got out where they were. The wind came up, kind of like last night in where I live, okay? And it was a mess again. So there they were stuck on this sinking boat. And all of a sudden, they saw Jesus coming. They were frightened. And of course, how many times does Jesus tell them in the Gospels, "Don't be afraid"? I mean, I don't know how many times you've handed it, but he says it again, "Don't be afraid." So Peter says, "Oh, don't be afraid. I'll get up and walk too." He does. He looks down, doesn't keep his focus straight, right? And he begins to sink. And Jesus saves him. Now, I don't know how your life goes, okay? Mine's a bit hectic. And I'm a priest. It should be hectic. And, but how is it? I'm now 82 years old. I'm spending more time with the doctors than I'm spending preaching. I'm spending a lot of time taking care of my body. And things aren't falling apart. I'm worried. I have to meet with my investment guy at the beginning of the month, talking about being afraid and being stuck in a canoe in the rain. That's one time with him. But all of us get caught up in these issues. All of these things invade our lives one way or another. When we were 20, whoa! You're in school. You've got how many more years to go? 2 years to go. Boy, you were at the top. In your good condition, I can tell. And you're doing really well. And you're going to have a run on that. But at some time during your life, you're going to find that all of these shoes are going to look a little different when you're 82. And we have to listen to our bodies, don't we? And they tell me to go out and do that bicycle. I don't like doing a bicycle. What happens to us when we go through those cycles, caught with ourselves, with the society around us, with the issues we're having with our families, like the day? Let me tell you, with my family, we don't talk about politics at Thanksgiving anymore. See, things are different. I don't know how to deal with them sometimes. God forbid. So I'm caught. And I'm trying to listen to God. And it just rains in the Milford. Now, if we listened and read carefully through the readings this morning, something appears over and over and over again. Excuse my back. Something appears over and over and over again. It's called the Word. Go back and look. The Word came to the prophet. What does Paul say to them? But you've got the Word, you see. When they're in the boat and whatever, Jesus says, don't be afraid, and then he speaks to them, they are encountering the Word. That's what we're looking for. We're waiting. We're attempting to find a way as individuals and as a religious community to listen carefully to the Word. We do it here. We do it quietly at home. We do it all kinds of ways to allow us to listen to the Word of God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Taking this by the hand, pulling this out, and putting this back in the boat. I don't know how, any other way to tell you that that's what we're about. I think theological books are boring. What we need to have conversations like this, how are you hearing the Word? What is it saying to you? How is it supporting you? How is it leading you? How is it nurturing you? And how are you turning in to a wonderful example in your community about wonderful things that happen to us when we listen to that quiet little Word that we hear in our lives? You see, God knew what she was doing. God knew that getting that bumblehead out of the water and getting him into the boat was important. The word was, get up, dry yourself off, and get out and do what you need to do. It's as simple as that. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves. Sometimes we need to pick ourselves up. I'm not good at that. And move on. There we are. Think about it. In quiet moments, when you can turn off your GPS and listen for just a minute to the word that may be trying to reach you.